1 Paralipomenon Chapter 11. David is made king. He taketh the castle of Sin, a cattle lord of his valiant men. 11:1. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David in Hebron, saying, We are thy bone, and thy flesh. 11:2. Yesterday also, and the day before when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. For the Lord thy God said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over them. 11:3. So all the ancients of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them before the Lord. And they anointed him king over Israel according to the word of the Lord which he spoke in the hand of Samuel. 11:4. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were the inhabitants of the land. 11:5. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, Thou shalt not come in here. But David took the castle of Sin, which is the city of David. 11:6. And he said, Whosoever shall first strike the Jebusites, shall be the head and chief captain. And Joab the son of Sarvia went up first, and was made the general. 11:7. And David dwelt in the castle, and therefore it was called the city of David. 11:8. And he built the city round about from Melo all round, and Joab built the rest of the city. 11:9. And David went on growing and increasing, and the Lord of hosts was with him. 11:10. These are the chief of the valiant men of David, who helped him to be made king over all Israel, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Israel. 11:11. And this is the number of the heroes of David. Jezbam the son of Hakamoni the chief among the 30. He lifted up his spear against 300 wounded by him at one time. 11:12. And after him was Eleazar his uncle's son the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. 11:13. He was with David in Phsimim, when the Philistines were gathered to that place to battle. And the field of that country was full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. 11:14. But these men stood in the midst of the field, and defended it. And they slew the Philistines, and the Lord gave a great deliverance to his people. 11:15. And 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock, wherein David was, to the cave of Adullam, when the Philistines encamped in the valley of Raphim. 11:16. And David was in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines in Bethlehem. 11:17. And David longed, and said, Oh that some man would give me water of the cistern of Bethlehem, which is in the gate. 11:18. And these 3 broke through the midst of the camp of the Philistines, and drew water out of the cistern of Bethlehem, which was in the gate, and brought it to David to drink. And he would not drink of it, but rather offered it to the Lord. 11:19. Saying, God forbid that I should do this in the sight of my God, and should drink the blood of these men. For with the danger of their lives they have brought me the water, and therefore he would not drink. These things did the 3 most valiant. 11:20. And Abishai the brother of Joab, he was chief of 3, and he lifted up his spear against 300 whom he slew, and he was renowned among the 3. 11:21. And illustrious among the second 3, and their captain. But yet he attained not to the first 3. 11:22. Benaiah the son of Joiada, most valiant man, of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew the 2 Ariels of Moab, and he went down, and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. 2 Ariels. That is, 2 lions, or lion-like men. For Ariel in Hebrew signifies a lion. 11:23. And he slew an Egyptian, whose stature was of 5 cubits, and who had a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, and plucked away the spear that he held in his hand, and slew him with his own spear. 11:24. These things did Benaiah the son of Joiada, who was renowned among the 3 valiant ones. 11:25. And the first among the 30, but yet to the 3 he attained not. And David made him of his counsel. 11:26. Moreover the most valiant men of the army were Asahel brother of Joab, and Elkanan the son of his uncle of Bethlehem. 11:27. Samith an Ararite, Hales a Felonite. 11:28. Ira the son of Ixazakuit, Ibezer an Ahathite. 11:29. Sabachai a Husathite, Eli an Ahurite. 11:30. Mahari an Edopathite, Hale the son of Bano an Edopathite. 11:31. Ephi the son of Ribai of Gabaeth of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah Pharathonite. 11:32. Hariah of the Torrent Gaz, Abiel an Arbathite, Asmath a Bramite, Eliabah a Salabonite. 11:33. The sons of Hasemagazanite, Jonathan the son of Sage and Ararite, 1134. Ahiam the son of Sacre and Ararite, 1135. Eliphal the son of Ur, 1136. Haparametrothite, Ahiaflanite, 1137. Hezroacarmlite, Neri the son of Asbai, 1138. Joel the brother of Nathan, Microhar the son of Agari, 1139. Selekan Ammonite, Nehariah the Rothite, the armor bearer of Joab the son of Sarvia, 1140. Ira a Jethrite, Gera the Jethrite, 1141. Uriah a Hethite, Zabad the son of Aholi, 1142. Adina the son of Cezarubenite, the prince of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, 1143. Amim the son of Makkah, and Joseph Adamathanite, 1144. Hosea and Asterothite, Sama, and Jehiel the sons of Ham and Arorite, 1145. Jedlel the son of Zamri, and Yohal his brother of Oseit, 1146. Eliel the Mehumite, and Jerubai, and Josiah the sons of Elnaim, and Jethmamurabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jaziel of Masobiah. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 12. Who followed David when he fled from Saul, and who came to Hebron to make him king. 12-1. Now these are they that came to David to Sisleg, while he yet fled from Saul the son of Sisk, and they were most valiant and excellent warriors. 12:2. Bending the bow, and using either hand in hurling stones with slings, and shooting arrows, above the brethren of Saul of Benjamin. 12:3. The chief was Ahiezer, and Joz, the sons of Samoa of Gabaeth, and Jaziel, and Philip the sons of Asmith, and Berechab, and Jehu and Ahathite. 12:4. And Zemaeus of Gabon, the stoutest amongst the 30 and over the 30, Jeremias, and Jehaziel and Johanan, and Josiabad of Gedroth. 12:5. And Eluzai, and Jeremoth, and Baliah, and Samaria, and Saphasha the Harupite. 12:6. Elkanah, and Jeza, and Azariel, and Joser, and Despomov, Karim. 12:7. And Joelah, and Zebadiah the sons of Jeroham of Gedar. 12:8. From Gadi also there went over to David, when he lay hid in the wilderness, most valiant men, and excellent warriors, holding shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of a lion, and they were swift like the roebucks on the mountains. 12:9. Izer the chief, Obdias the second, Eliab the third. 12:10. Matmanad the fourth, Jeremias the fifth. 12:11. Ethi the sixth, Eliel the seventh. 12:12. Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth. 12:13. Jeremias the tenth, Machbani the 11th. 12:14. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the army. The least of them was captain over 100 soldiers, and the greatest over 1,000. 12:15. These are they who passed over the Jordan in the first month, when it is used to flow over its banks. And they put to flight all that dwelt in the valleys both toward the east and toward the west. 12:16. And there came also of the men of Benjamin, and of Judah to the hold, in which David abode. 12:17. And David went out to meet them, and said, If you are come peaceably to me to help me, let my heart be joined to you. But if you plot against me for my enemies, whereas I have no iniquity in my hands, let the God of our fathers see, and judge. 12:18. But the Spirit came upon Amasai the chief among 30, and he said, We are thine, O David, and for thee, O son of Isai. Peace, peace be to thee, and peace to thy helpers. For thy God helpeth thee. So David received them, and made them captains of the band. 12:19. And there were some of Manasseh that went over to David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to fight. But he did not fight with them, because the lords of the Philistines taking counsel sent him back, saying, With the danger of our heads he will return to his master Saul. 12:20. So when he went back to Sisleg, there fled to him of Manasseh, Adnas and Josiabad, and Jedlel, and Michael, and Adnas, and Josiabad, and Elihu, and Salathi, captains of thousands in Manasseh. 12:21. These helped David against the rovers, for they were all most valiant men, and were made commanders in the army. 12:22. Moreover, day by day there came some to David to help him till they became a great number, like the army of God. 12:23. And this is the number of the chiefs of the army who came to David, when he was in Hebron, to transfer to him the kingdom of Saul, according to the word of the Lord. 12:24. The sons of Judah bearing shield and spear, 6,800 well appointed to war. 12:25. Of the sons of Simeon valiant men for war, 7,100. 1226. Of the sons of Levi, 4,600. 1227. And Jehoiada, prince of the race of Aaron, and with him 3,700. 1228. Zadok, also a young man of excellent disposition, and the house of his father, 22 principal men. 1229. And of the sons of Benjamin, the brethren of Saul, 3,000. For hitherto a great part of them followed the house of Saul. 1230. And of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800, men of great valor renowned in their kindreds. 1231. And of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, every one by their names, came to make David king. 1232. Also of the sons of Issachar, men of understanding, that knew all times to order what Israel should do, 200 principal men. And all the rest of the tribe followed their counsel. 1233. And of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, and stood in array well appointed with armor for war, there came 50,000 to his aid, with no double heart. 1234. And of Naphtali, 1,000 leaders, and with them 37,000, furnished with shield and spear. 1235. Of Dan also 28,600 prepared for battle. 1236. And of Asher 40,000 going forth to fight, and challenging in battle. 1237. And on the other side of the Jordan of the sons of Reuben, and of Gad, and of the half of the tribe of Manasseh 120,000, furnished with arms for war. 1238. All these men of war well appointed to fight, came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel, were of one heart to make David king. 1239. And they were there with David 3 days eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. 1240. Moreover, they that were near them even as far as Issachar, and Zebulun, and Naphtali, brought loaves on asses, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, to eat, meal, figs, raisins, wine, oil, and oxen, and sheep in abundance, for there was joy in Israel. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 13. The ark is brought from Kiriath-Jearim. As before touching it is struck dead. 13:1. David consulted with the captains of thousands, and of hundreds, and with all the commanders. 13:2. And he said to all the assembly of Israel, If it please you, and if the words which I speak come from the Lord our God, let us send to the rest of our brethren into all the countries of Israel, and to the priests, and the Levites, that dwell in the suburbs of the cities, to gather themselves to us. 13:3. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we sought it not in the days of Saul. 13:4. And all the multitude answered that it should be so. For the word pleased all the people. 13:5. So David assembled all Israel from Sihor of Egypt, even to the entering into Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim. 13:6. And David went up with all the men of Israel to the hill of Kiriath-Jearim, which is in Judah, to bring thence the ark of the Lord God sitting upon the cherubims, where his name is called upon. 13:7. And they carried the ark of God upon a new cart out of the house of Abinadab. And Uzzah and his brother drove the cart. 13:8. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might with hymns, and with harps, and with psalteries, and timbrels, and cymbals, and trumpets. 13:9. And when they came to the floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand, to hold up the ark. For the ox being wanton had made it lean a little on one side. 13:10. And the Lord was angry with Uzzah, and struck him, because he had touched the ark. And he died there before the Lord. 13:11. And David was troubled because the Lord had divided Uzzah. And he called that place the breach of Uzzah to this day. 13:12. And he feared God at that time, saying, How can I bring in the ark of God to me? 13:13. And therefore he brought it not home to himself, that is, into the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gathite. 13:14. And the ark of God remained in the house of Obed-Edom 3 months. And the Lord blessed his house, and all that he had. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 14. David's house, and children. His victories over the Philistines. 14:1. And Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and masons, and carpenters, to build him a house. 14:2. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, and that his kingdom was exalted over his people Israel. 14:3. And David took other wives in Jerusalem, and he begot sons, and daughters. 14:4. Now these are the names of them that were born to him in Jerusalem, Samuel, and Zabad, Nathan, and Solomon, 14:5, Zohar, and Elishua, and Eliphelai, 14:6, and Noga, and Napheg, and Japhia, 14:7, Elizama, and Baliada, and Eliphelai, 14:8. And the Philistines, hearing that David was anointed king over all Israel, went all up to seek him. And David heard of it, and went out against them. 14:9. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the vale of Rephaim. 14:10. And David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, Go up, and I will deliver them into thy hand. 14:11. And when they were come to Bahurim, David defeated them there, and he said, God hath divided my enemies by my hand, as waters are divided. And therefore the name of that place was called Bahurim. 14:12. And they left there their gods, and David commanded that they should be burned. 14:13. Another time also the Philistines made an eruption, and spread themselves abroad in the valley. 14:14. And David consulted God again, and God said to him, Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the pear trees. 14:15. And when thou shalt hear the sound of one going in the tops of the pear trees, then shalt thou go out to battle. For God is gone out before thee to strike the army of the Philistines. 14:16. And David did as God had commanded him, and defeated the army of the Philistines, slaying them from Gibeon to Gezerah. 14:17. And the name of David became famous in all countries, and the Lord made all nations fear him. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 15. The ark is brought into the city of David, with great solemnity. Mishal derideth David's devotion. 15:1. He made also houses for himself in the city of David, and built a place for the ark of God, and pitched a tabernacle for it. 15:2. Then David said, No one ought to carry the ark of God, but the Levites, whom the Lord hath chosen to carry it, and to minister unto himself forever. 15:3. And he gathered all Israel together into Jerusalem, that the ark of God might be brought into its place, which he had prepared for it. 15:4. And the sons of Aaron also, and the Levites. 15:5. Of the children of Koth, Uriel was the chief, and his brethren 120. 15:6. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren 220. 15:7. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren 130. 15:8. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Simeus the chief, and his brethren 200. 15:9. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren 80. 15:10. Of the sons of Uzziel, Amminadab the chief, and his brethren 112. 15:11. And David called Zadok, and Abiathar the priests, and the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Amminadab. 15:12. And he said to them, You that are the heads of the Levitical families, be sanctified with your brethren, and bring the ark of the Lord the God of Israel to the place, which is prepared for it. 15:13. Lest as the Lord at first struck us, because we were not present, the same should now also come to pass, by our doing something against the law. 15:14. So the priests and the Levites were sanctified, to carry the ark of the Lord the God of Israel. 15:15. And the sons of Levi took the ark of God as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord, upon their shoulders, with the staves. 15:16. And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites, to appoint some of their brethren to be singers with musical instruments, to wit, and psalteries, and harps, and cymbals, that the joyful noise might resound on high. 15:17. And they appointed Levites, Hemam the son of Joel, and of his brethren Asaph the son of the Rejaiahs, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan the son of Kaseah. 15:18. And with them their brethren, in the second rank, Zacharias, and Ben, and Jaziel, and Samarimoth, and Jehiel, and Dani, and Eliab, and Benias, and Mazas, and Mathathias, and Eliphalu, and Messenias, and Obededom, and Jehiel, the porters. 15:19. Now the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, sounded with cymbals of brass. 15:20. And Zacharias, and Uzziel, and Samarimoth, and Jehiel, and Dani, and Eliab, and Mazas, and Benias, sung mysteries upon psalteries. 15:21. And Mathathias, and Eliphalu, and Messenius and Obededom, and Jehiel and Azazu, sung a song of victory for the octave upon harps. 15:22. And Shoninius, chief of the Levites, presided over the prophecy, to give out the tunes. For he was very skillful, the prophecy, to give out the tunes. Singing praises to God is here called prophecy, the more, because these singers were often inspired men. 15:23. And Barajas, and Elkanah, were doorkeepers of the ark. 15:24. And Sabinius, and Josaphat, and Nathanael, and Amasai, and Zacharias, and Benias, and Eleazar the priests, sounded with trumpets, before the ark of God. And Obededom and Jehias were porters of the ark. 15:25. So David and all the ancients of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obededom with joy. 15:26. And when God had helped the Levites who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they offered in sacrifice 7 oxen, and 7 rams. 15:27. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that carried the ark, and the singing men, and Shoninias the ruler of the prophecy among the singers. And David also had on him an ephod of linen. 15:28. And all Israel brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord with joyful shouting, and sounding with the sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and cymbals, and psalteries, and harps. 15:29. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord was come to the city of David, Michal the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 16. The ark is placed in the tabernacle. Sacrifice is offered. David blesseth the people, disposeth the offices of Levites, and maketh a psalm of praise to God. 16:1. So they brought the ark of God, and set it in the midst of the tent, which David had pitched for it. And they offered holocausts, and peace offerings before God. 16:2. And when David had made an end of offering holocausts, and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. 16:3. And he divided to all and every one, both men and women, a loaf of bread, and a piece of roasted beef, and flour fried with oil. 16:4. And he appointed Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to remember his works, and to glorify, and praise the Lord God of Israel. 16:5. Asaph the chief, and next after him Zacharias. Moreover Jehiel, and Semiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mathathias, and Eliab, and Benias, and Obededom, and Jehiel over the instruments of psaltery, and harps. And Asaph sounded with cymbals. 16:6. But Benias, and Jaziel the priests, to sound the trumpet continually before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. 16:7. In the day David made Asaph the chief to give praise to the Lord with his brethren. 16:8. Praise ye the Lord, and call upon his name. Make known his doings among the nations. 16:9. Sing to him, yea, sing praises to him, and relate all his wondrous works. 16:10. Praise ye his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. 16:11. Seek ye the Lord, and his power. Seek ye his face evermore. 16:12. Remember his wonderful works, which he hath done, his signs, and the judgments of his mouth. 16:13. O ye seed of Israel his servants, ye children of Jacob his chosen. 16:14. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. 16:15. Remember forever his covenant, the word, which he commanded to 1,000 generations. 16:16. The covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. 16:17. And he appointed the same to Jacob for a precept, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. 16:18. Saying, to thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. 16:19. When they were but a small number, very few and sojourners in it. 16:20. And they passed from nation to nation, and from a kingdom to another people. 16:21. He suffered no man to do them wrong, and reproved kings for their sake. 16:22. Touch not my anointed, and do no evil to my prophets. 16:23. Sing ye to the Lord, all the earth. Shew forth from day to day his salvation. 16:24. Declare his glory among the Gentiles, his wonders among all people. 16:25. For the Lord is great and exceedingly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. 16:26. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. 16:27. Praise and magnificence are before him. Strength and joy in his place. 16:28. Bring ye to the Lord, O ye families of the nations. Bring ye to the Lord glory and empire. 16:29. Give to the Lord glory to his name. Bring up sacrifice, and come ye in his sight. And adore the Lord in holy becomingness. 16:30. Let all the earth be moved at his presence. For he hath founded the world immovable. 16:31. Let the heavens rejoice, and the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord hath reigned. 16:32. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all things that are in them. 16:33. Then shall the trees of the wood give praise before the Lord, because he is come to judge the earth. 16:34. Give ye glory to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 16:35. And say ye, say thus, O God our Saviour, and gather us together, and deliver us from the nations, that we may give glory to thy holy name, and may rejoice in singing thy praises. 16:36. Blessed be the Lord the God of Israel from eternity to eternity. And let all the people say Amen, and a hymn to God. 16:37. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren to minister in the presence of the ark continually day by day, and in their courses. 16:38. And Obededom, with his brethren 68. And Obededom the son of Edathan, and Hosea he appointed to be porters. 16:39. And Zadok the priest, and his brethren priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place, which was in Gabaon. 16:40. That they should offer holocausts to the Lord upon the altar of holocausts continually, morning and evening, according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. 16:41. And after him Heman, and Edathan, and the rest that were chosen, every one by his name to give praise to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. 16:42. And Heman and Edathan sounded the trumpet, and played on the cymbals, and all kinds of musical instruments to sing praises to God. And the sons of Edathan he made porters. 16:43. And all the people returned to their houses. And David to bless also his own house. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 17. David's purpose to build a temple is rewarded by most ample promises. David's thanksgiving. 17:1. Now when David was dwelling in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, Behold, I dwell in a house of cedar, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under skins. 17:2. And Nathan said to David, Do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. 17:3. Now that night the word of God came to Nathan, saying, 17:4. Go, and speak to David my servant. Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. 17:5. For I have not remained in a house from the time that I brought up Israel, to this day. But I have been always changing places in a tabernacle, and in a tent. 17:6. Abiding with all Israel. Did I ever speak to anyone of all the judges of Israel whom I charged to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? 17:7. Now therefore thus shalt thou say to my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the pastures, from following the flock, that thou shouldst be ruler of my people Israel. 17:8. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast gone, and have slain all thy enemies before thee, and have made thee a name like that of one of the great ones that are renowned in the earth. 17:9. And I have given a place my people Israel. They shall be planted, and shall dwell therein, and shall be removed no more, neither shall the children of iniquity waste them, as at the beginning. 17:10. Since the days that I gave judges to my people Israel, and have humbled all thy enemies, and I declare to thee, that the Lord will build thee a house. 17:11. And when thou shalt have ended thy days to go to thy fathers, I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. 17:12. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. 17:13. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. 17:14. But I will settle him in my house, and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be most firm forever. 17:15. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, So did Nathan speak to David. 17:16. And King David came and sat before the Lord, and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that thou shouldst give such things to me? 17:17. But even this hath seemed little in thy sight, and therefore thou hast also spoken concerning the house of thy servant for the time to come, and hast made me remarkable above all men, O Lord God. 17:18. What can David add more, seeing thou hast thus glorified thy servant, and known him? 17:19. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, according to thy own heart, thou hast shewn all this magnificence, and wouldst have all the great things to be known. 17:20. O Lord, there is none like thee, and here is no other God beside thee, of all whom we have heard of with our ears. 17:21. For what other nation is there upon earth like thy people Israel, whom God went to deliver, and make a people for himself, and by his greatness and terrors cast out nations before their face whom he had delivered out of Egypt? 17:22. And thou hast made thy people Israel to be thy own people forever, and thou, O Lord, art become their God. 17:23. Now therefore, O Lord, let the word which thou hast spoken to thy servant, and concerning his house, be established forever, and do as thou hast said. 17:24. And let thy name remain and be magnified forever, and let it be said, The Lord of hosts is God of Israel, and the house of David his servant remaineth before him. 17:25. For thou, O Lord my God, hast revealed to the ear of thy servant, that thou wilt build him a house. And therefore thy servant hath found confidence to pray before thee. 17:26. And now, O Lord, thou art God, and thou hast promised to thy servant such great benefits. 17:27. And thou hast begun to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be always before thee. For seeing thou blessest it, O Lord, it shall be blessed forever. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 18. David's victories. His chief officers. 18:1. And it came to pass after this, that David defeated the Philistines, and humbled them, and took away Geth, and her daughters out of the hands of the Philistines. 18:2. And he defeated Moab, and the Moabites were made David's servants, and brought him gifts. 18:3. At that time David defeated also Adarzer king of Soba of the land of Hamath, when he went to extend his dominions as far as the river Euphrates. 18:4. And David took from him 1,000 chariots, and 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 footmen, and he had all the chariots' horses, only 100 chariots, which he reserved for himself. 18:5. And the Syrians of Damascus came also to help Adarzer king of Soba. And David slew of them likewise 22,000 men. 18:6. And he put a garrison in Damascus, that Syria also should serve him, and bring gifts. And the Lord assisted him in all things to which he went. 18:7. And David took the golden quivers which the servants of Adarzer had, and he brought them to Jerusalem. 18:8. Likewise out of Bebath and Chun, cities of Adarzer, he brought very much brass, of which Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. 18:9. Now when thou king of Hamath heard that David had defeated all the army of Adarzer king of Soba, 18:10, he sent Adoram his son to King David to desire peace of him, and to congratulate him that he had defeated and overthrown Adarzer, for thou was an enemy to Adarzer. 18:11. And all the vessels of gold, and silver and brass King David consecrated to the Lord, with the silver and gold which he had taken from all the nations, as well from Edom, and from Moab, and from the sons of Ammon, as from the Philistines, and from Amalek. 18:12. And Abishai the son of Sarvia slew the Edomites in the vale of the Salpits, 18,000. 18:13. And he put a garrison in Edom, that Edom should serve David. And the Lord preserved David in all things to which he went. 18:14. So David reigned over all Israel, and executed judgment and justice among all his people. 18:15. And Joab the son of Sarvia was over the army, and Josaphat the son of Ahilud recorder. 18:16. And Zadok the son of Akitab, and Achimelech the son of Abiathri, were the priests, and Susa, scribe. 18:17. And Benaiah the son of Joiada was over the bands of the Sarathi, and the Phelthi, and the sons of David were chief about the king. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 19. The Ammonites abuse David's ambassadors. Both they and their confederates are overthrown. 19:1. Now it came to pass that Naas the king of the children of Ammon died, and his son reigned in his stead. 19:2. And David said, I will shew kindness to Hanan the son of Nath, for his father did a favor to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him upon the death of his father. But when they were come into the land of the children of Ammon, to comfort Hanan. 19:3. The princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanan, Thou thinkest perhaps that David to do honor to thy father hath sent comforters to thee, and thou dost not take notice, that his servants are come to thee to consider, and search, and spy out thy land. 19:4. Wherefore Hanan shaved the heads and beards of the servants of David, and cut away their garments from the buttocks to the feet, and sent them away. 19:5. And when they were gone, they sent word to David, who sent to meet them, for they had suffered a great affront, and ordered them to stay at Jericho till their beards grew and then to return. 19:6. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had done an injury to David, Hanan and the rest of the people sent 1,000 talents of silver, to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia and out of Syria Maka, and out of Soba. 19:7. And they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Maka, with his people. And they came and camped over against Medaba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together out of their cities, and came to battle. 19:8. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab, and all the army of valiant men. 19:9. And the children of Ammon came out and put their army in array before the gate of the city. And the kings, that were come to their aid, stood apart in the field. 19:10. Wherefore Joab, understanding that the battle was set against him before and behind, chose out the bravest men of all Israel, and marched against the Syrians. 19:11. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai his brother, and they went against the children of Ammon. 19:12. And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, I will help thee. 19:13. Be of good courage and let us behave ourselves manfully for our people, and for the cities of our God, and the Lord will do that which is good in his sight. 19:14. So Joab and the people that were with him, went against the Syrians to the battle, and he put them to flight. 19:15. And the children of Ammon, seeing that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled from Abishai his brother, and went into the city. And Joab also returned to Jerusalem. 19:16. But the Syrians, seeing that they had fallen before Israel, sent messengers, and brought to them the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Saphak, general of the army of Adarsar, was their leader. 19:17. And it was told David, and he gathered together all Israel, and passed the Jordan, and came upon them, and put his army in array against them, and they fought with him. 19:18. But the Syrian fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and Saphak the general of the army, 7,000 chariots, that is, of men who fought in chariots. 19:19. And when the servants of Adarsar saw themselves overcome by Israel, they went over to David, and served him. And Syria would not help the children of Ammon any more. 1 Paralipomenon 20. Rabbah is taken. Other victories over the Philistines. 20:1. And it came to pass after the course of a year, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab gathered together an army in the strength of the troops, and wasted the land of the children of Ammon, and went and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem, when Joab smote Rabbah, and destroyed it. 20:2. And David took the crown of Meltam from his head, and found in it 1 talent weight of gold, and most precious stones, and he made himself a diadem of it. He took also the spoils of the city which were very great. 20:3. And the people that were therein he brought out, and made harrows, and slits, and chariots of iron to go over them, so that they were cut and bruised to pieces. In this manner David dealt with all the cities of the children of Ammon, and he returned with all his people to Jerusalem. 20:4. After this there arose a war at Gezer against the Philistines, in which Sabak god Husathite slew Saphi of the race of Raphim, and humbled them. 20:5. Another battle also was fought against the Philistines, in which Adiadatus the son of Saltus a Bethlehemite slew the brother of Goliath the Gethite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. 20:6. There was another battle also in Geth, in which there was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 4 and 20, 6 on each hand and foot, who also was born of the stock of Rapha. 20:7. He reviled Israel. But Jonathan the son of Samah the brother of David slew him. These were the sons of Rapha and Geth, who fell by the hand of David and his servants.